She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth.
Actually, no, big voice guy. We are not broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All Studios. We are broadcasting live from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook and their lovely broadcast booth here at Pottawatomie. In celebration of what, Gabe? What are we celebrating, obviously?
So today, the 20th, we are a week away from opening day.
You're not wrong.
Celebrating that? Celebrating that baseball started, but then stopped, and then is going to start again?
Also true, but not exactly why we're here.
Okay, we are 5 weeks away from the NFL draft.
You're making this very, very difficult. We are obviously here for the NCAA tournament.
Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
It starts in earnest today. Full day games. Now, are you one of these people, Gabe? We got Chu, right? I can't see Chu,
yeah.
But we got Chu. Okay. Chu, will you watch basketball all day?
This is a big day for me and the missus. Every year we pick a spot. And I would say around 2 o'clock, 2 to 7, we're glued to the televisions where we're at. We're going with the Angries, so that'll add a little bit of excitement.
I love how they're just now, that's their last name. The nickname of the husband has just become the last name of the couple.
Yes.
Even though she has her own nickname.
She's Mrs. Angry. Yeah.
I thought
she
was
not angry at all, so it's just by proxy, right? I mean, Angie's been called Mrs. Chu. I don't know if she likes it.
I can't imagine she does.
Have you asked her?
Let me text her. See what she says. I love
the
phone.
Isn't she just right there? Isn't she just, like, in the house?
No, she's across the way.
Okay.
You know what I've turned into? I turned into talking. You know, if I talk to someone, I'm actually texting. So I never thought I'd do that. Do you guys do that? Hey, I talked to someone the other day.
Yeah.
When I actually texted.
Yeah.
That's not that shocking. I do think, though, that Jason,
it's
when
you
talk to him, well, he's very specific about it, right? Like, he wants to be, if he says he talked to somebody, he wants to have actually exchanged
Correct. Words
verbally. But he'll say, I texted with, if that was the mode of communication.
He has gotten so specific on stories he has written that he has put, he is, you know, via iMessage, if it ends up being, like, through two, you know, versus a text message. Like, that's how specific Jason has gotten in stories when it comes to that stuff.
Okay. So now what they just did here at Pottawatomie was they put us on the monitors. I don't need to see our faces. I'm not sure anyone needs to see our faces, if I'm being honest. But if you want to, you can obviously follow along on the YouTube stream, ESPN Milwaukee. What I would like to see is this over here. If we could get this over here, guys. I see we're moving things around. Because, obviously, we do have a full slate of games today, including the Wisconsin Badgers playing today at 12:30. How are we feeling collectively? Let's take a pulse of the group. How are we feeling collectively about the Badgers game today? First round.
They're favored by 16.5.
This is
I
how
would
I'm
be
feeling.
Floored if they lost.
Let's go, Lobos.
Okay, that's not the Badgers.
Okay. First of all, that's tomorrow. Second of all, those are fighting words.
Yeah, 100%.
What do you mean?
Why? Because I'm loyal, Gabe? You're coming after me because I'm loyal?
You're not loyal.
Yes, I am.
No, you're
loyal.
Just a
because
contrarian. That's what you
well,
are.
Well, no, because his kid went to.
No, 100%. But
yeah.
Again, like,
yes!
Does he follow every team that his kid has coached for? Because there have been there's been some
fairness,
movement.
His kid played at New Mexico.
There's been some
mean?
Movement in the coaching career. Do you cheer for all of those teams, Chu?
We won the national championship this year. What are you talking about? I'm going to the U. No, it's what is it, Jim? The Ohio State. I gotta
well,
go there
ask.
Friday. I'm going there Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
That's loyal.
Don't you want to be loyal to the company that has provided you money over the last, I don't know, 15 years?
Well, I do have a son who is in grad school at Madison.
Okay.
But that's
okay.
trumped
okay.
by the underdog.
Okay, we are talking two
guy.
Different languages.
I was in. I was an underdog myself, Gabe.
Chewy,
I root
for
the underdog.
Who do you think Wisconsin's playing today?
The Lobos.
There it is.
That is couldn't be more incorrect.
Incorrect. So Marquette
is
there it is. Tomorrow is playing.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, Jen. Just because I'm decked
Let's go, Badgers.
There it is. What an about face. What a save. What do you say, Gabe?
Kick save and a beaut.
So let's talk about what the expectations are for today. We are a bad test study. We are a bad case study because we don't have to work this afternoon. So the rest of our day is pretty free to watch as much basketball as we'd like. But most people do have to punch the clock. Most people have to go to their 9 to 5. And most people will at least have one eye on the action. How do you handle today? Do you take off? Is there an understanding between you and your boss that, yes, while you will be there in, I don't know, physical form,
body,
mentally and emotionally, you may be somewhere else? Like, how do you think this shakes out for most people?
I think one of the greatest creations, and look, I am a big anti-NCAA person. They have done a lot of bad things to collegiate athletics in, you know, just overall. However, their creation of MarchMadness.com and the boss button might be one of the greatest things.
Wait, I'm unfamiliar with this.
So if you go to MarchMadness.com, you pull up, I mean, you have to be watching, you know, you can access all the games. You're watching the game. There's a boss button that will then, if you think your boss is coming to peer over your shoulder, there is a button you can click that it will just, like, go to a regular screen to make it look like you're working.
What?
Yes. The NCAA has created the boss button, which, if we're being honest, is one of the best things they've probably done over the last 20 years.
That is really incredible. Chu, is your understanding that most people will have to have some sort of conversation with their boss, or that they will use the, you know, this invention that Gabe just informed me of, the boss button, to consume all of the games today while on the clock?
Well, I can tell you this. We have a business in Deerfield, Wisconsin, and I would have no problem with them watching it, eyeballing it from a computer, or having some way to pipe it into production for them to enjoy the game.
What type of business do you have? Because if it's like the car wash, I don't know if the car wash
It's a manufacturing company. Josh, he knows. Josh, he's my guy. And Josh, he's got a present because he asked for a present. And Josh, I will have that present for you in about 10 days.
Appreciate that, big guy.
Yeah. So, I would have no problem. I mean, the guy who runs the place probably would, but they're my guy.
You outrank him, so what are you, you know?
My initial reaction was to be upset that you and I weren't getting presents, Gabe, but then I remembered what Joshy went through yesterday and the day before, and I thought, he's earned it.
Well, you guys, would probably never wear what I got Joshy. Is that correct, Josh? I don't really see you guys as camo kind of people, where me and Josh were all about it.
You and Josh.
You know, camo's very in right now.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah, like the hunting gear, like the wild pants that, you know, are supposed to help you blend in. Not like the army camo, but like hunting camo.
Real treat.
Very
you know what,
in
Jen?
Right now.
You know what, Jen? For me and Josh, it never goes out.
Yeah.
Fair, Josh?
I don't think I've ever seen
got
you
that
wear
right.
camo.
What are you talking about? I got camo sweats. I was going to bust them out if I was going to be back there a little more often, but I'll bust them out when I'm back.
All right. I look forward to it.
Well, as fun as Fashion with Chew has been this morning, can we get back to the bracket? Can we get back to how people are attacking the day? 800-990-3776.
Wasn't going great with Chew either.
How are you attacking the day? What is the plan? How are you planning on watching your basketball, consuming the basketball, while also getting work done? Some people just take off. Some people just take the day off today and tomorrow, first round of the tournament. Some people take it off, they go to Vegas, they sit at a sports book, they watch it. But why would you go to Vegas now when you've got this state-of-the-art sports book here in Milwaukee where you can come and watch the games all day? And I do believe that they have booked the morning session and the evening session so you can come here with your friends, enjoy food, watch all of the games on this giant 2,000 square foot video screen, and that to me is the way that you should handle it. But I know that not everybody has that luxury, Gabe.
No, yeah, again, you got to take off for that. But yeah, save yourself some money if you're unaware of the sports book option here at Pado. Well, now you know. And next year, don't book that trip to Vegas. Just stay here. watch all the games here. Throw, you know, throw a couple bucks down every once in a while on, you know, on a game that you happen to like. Like maybe Creighton-Louisville, just to kind of kick things off right away at 11:15 this morning. I think that's the way you got to handle it, is you pick your spot and you hang out. I'll tell you what. YouTube TV's multi-option, where you can have all four games going, that is also one of the better technological advances of the last 5 to 7 years.
I would think that's a hot ticket, huh? Do you have to, like, reserve a seat there or a table or whatever? Because I love sportsbooks. Sportsbooks are they're right up my alley. TVs, sitting down, people waiting on you. Doesn't
Chew, have you been here?
I have not.
Oh, I can't wait to get him here, man.
Yeah.
The first time Shu comes to the sports book, it is going to be a wild experience. You're going to love it.
I love them. Have you ever been to Wynn in Vegas?
Yeah. Didn't do a lot of winning, but I was there.
They do.
That sports book is great. Yeah, I'm excited to go there. I'd go hang if I was back there.
Oh, yeah, it's a good spot. In fact, this is a spot that you and Ange would like to just spend the day at. You know, like you were saying, you guys find a spot, you kind of belly up to the bar, and then you sit and watch the games.
It's an easy place to lose 4 or 5 hours.
800-990-3776. Matthew in the 414 weighing in, saying, I have two monitors at work, so I have basketball on one of them, and on the other monitor, I also have basketball.
Again, four games going on at one time, so you know, you slowly you ease your way into it, and next thing you know, you got four going on. So you got to, you know, you got to keep your head on a swivel.
Let us know how you are attacking the day, how you plan on consuming the basketball, if you will take a long lunch in order to watch the Badgers game as they play Montana today. And then, excuse me, as we roll on with the show this morning, we have Kevin Harlan, who's going to join the show in the second hour. He is calling the March Madness games that are here in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. That's a good slate of games as well. Love to get his insight on the teams, those matchups, and of course we could talk to him about the Green Bay Packers because he is well versed in that space as well. Jason Wilde is coming up. We'll talk to him about the Packers. We also have our own bracket here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Didn't want to let that tradition die. So later in the show we will reveal our bracket, and as the weeks go on, we will put those matchups on our Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account, and you guys can vote and move those things through the bracket as well. So much more to get to. We are live here at Pottawatomie Sportsbook for the start of the men's NCAA basketball tournament. Stick around. Jason Wilde is coming up next.
Ready? Down. Put.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
We are live at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook today celebrating the men's NCAA tournament and the women's tournament obviously going on as well. But today the games for the men start in earnest after the first four were played earlier this week. Badgers play this afternoon, and we are asking you this morning, how are you going to handle work and basketball? You got two screens, you taking the day off. You go into a spot like Chew and his wife to enjoy basketball all day long. What is your plan for attacking the day? And joining us now is Jason Wilde. Jason, will you be watching the Badgers game this afternoon?
Yes. Hey, let's get this going here. You've got Kevin Harlan on. Let's keep this short, huh?
Not until 8:30 this morning, so we got plenty of time.
Okay. All right.
So, Jason, you'll be watching the Badgers. Are you one of these guys who you'll go to an establishment, you'll sit in the living room, you'll... Because you'll have wrapped
the
show.
Yeah, I don't leave my house.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Well, when so your children I'll, have activities.
That's true, but they'll be at school. So I will have, there's a couple of different TVs downstairs in our basement, so I'll probably have two different games on. But this is, the first 2 days are my favorite days of the tournament. I mean, obviously, Championship Monday is a huge deal and the Final Four and everything else, but I just love it when there's this many games going on. And these are my two favorite days by far of the tournament, so I'm going to enjoy as much of it as I can before tomorrow when we have to go to Stevens Point for a track meet.
Jason, some of the rule changes are out. Do you see any of them passing?
Well, I don't, like, first of all, I don't see the push-push being banned. I see this, and I think we've talked about this before, that, you know, Mark Murphy, always the trial balloon guy, falling on this grenade by, being the team that puts this forth. I'm sure there are more teams than the Packers that think the push-push should be banned. Whether or not it's enough to get it actually deleted from the rule book, I'm not sure about that. And I can't imagine the NFL wants to upend their entire structure of their league with division winners by making it so wild card teams can have a higher seed if they didn't win their division. So those two for sure I don't see, in my opinion,
But doesn't that one make sense, Jason? That one just, to me, it makes sense. Because then you could have a 9-8 team getting a home game while a 13-4 team gets stiffed.
Yeah, I would say it doesn't happen that frequently, and I understand where you're coming from, but there's a lot of inherently unfair things about the schedule, right? Like, it's not as, there's the rotation system, there's the matching up of divisions. Like, let's be honest, if the Packers didn't play the AFC South last year, what would their record have been? Right? Like, that was one of the worst divisions in the league. They swept it. They got swept in their own division, if not for Carl Brooks's finger. Like, I just think that, you play who you play, and you're in the division you're in. And yeah, this was an instance where, they had a 14-3 and 13-4 in the NFC North, or 15-2, 14-3, whatever it was. I get it, but I think that's more often an outlier than not. I remember there was a time, and by the way, don't win the game, right? Like Seattle, I think, I don't know how many years ago this was, that they won the division. It was before it went to 17 games. So I think they were 7-9. And they did have a home game, and they did win. So if you're that good, here would be my argument. If you're that good of a team that you feel like you got hosed by not having a home game, then go to that place and win if you're that good. And obviously that didn't happen that year.
2011?
Sounds about right. Jason, I guess if that one doesn't pass, I don't think any of these are going to pass, because the Lions, throwing out there, hey, shouldn't be an automatic first down with illegal contact or defensive holding. Again, they led the league with defensive holding last year. I can't imagine that passes. I don't think the league wants to make regular season games longer. The proposal from the Eagles where everybody gets a possession guaranteed in the overtime, so that's more closely aligned with what you see in the postseason. I guess I just don't see any of these passing then. If you think that there's no chance for the playoff seeding thing to get passed, I thought that had a better chance than most of the other rule change proposals that are out there.
Yeah, I think if I had to pick one that I thought had the best chance, and that's what Huey's arguing there, I guess it's that one. But again, I just don't think the NFL, I think what the NFL likes is rivalries and the importance of winning your division. And again, the vagaries of the schedule, I mean, if you don't get to play, and look, Houston, I know Houston won a playoff game, but I didn't think they were that impressive last year. And clearly they didn't either, because they've been one of the busiest teams in the league during these first 2 weeks of the league year. So I'm curious to see what the Packers season looks like in 2025, because I would argue that the matchups of the divisions are much harder this time around than they were last year. And so,
well, and that was part of the intrigue, right, Jason? Because the Lions obviously won the division. If this rule were in place, this would have benefited the Vikings. You think the Lions are sitting here going, man, we're playing in one of the toughest divisions in the league. There might be a year where we don't win it, and we don't want to be penalized for not winning the division but also having, a 14-win season.
Yeah, I don't know if the powers that be want to upend the apple cart. Help me out with this, Gabe, since you're an NBA play-by-play man. Does the the divisions don't matter anymore in the NBA, right?
No. Yeah, I mean, if you win your division, you get in. But I mean, especially now with 10 teams basically getting in with the play-in. I mean, yeah, I could not tell you the last time somebody paid attention to the Midwest division winner. Or the Northwest or the Southeast. Like, nobody even knows the names of the divisions in the NBA. They're that insignificant at this point.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I just don't think the NFL wants to go down that road. But we'll see. We'll see.
So, Jason, the other thing we're paying attention to are these visits that the Green Bay Packers have where they bring players in. And the guys were talking this morning about how it is almost a certainty if they are brought in for a visit, the Packers are interested in them and may, you know, there's a good chance they will end up on the roster. I said, you got to throw in a red herring every once in a while, right? Otherwise, aren't you just telling on yourself? What is the thought process, you think, for the Green Bay Packers with bringing these guys in for these visits?
Well, they get, 30 of them, right?
Correct.
I would argue that it sure seems to me that about 25 of them are toward the end of the draft, day three guys, because so often they end up drafting guys in the fifth, sixth, or seventh round, and one of the first things they say on our conference call with them is that they came to Green Bay on a visit and that they, you know, the coaches put them on the board, and they went through the process with Matt LaFleur or with Jeff Hafley or whoever it might be. So I do think that that's true. The question is always, what about the ones that are first-round picks? And a lot of times, the guys over the years, certainly there have been some guys that have been drafted, but then there's other instances like Jaire Alexander, who had no contact with the Packers at all and was very surprised when they drafted him. So it's both ends of the spectrum, but a lot of times the guys that come in that are high picks that come for visits, it's a medical thing, and the team wants to get the team doctors want to take a look at that player more closely for whatever reason, whether it's because they're interested and they have concerns about the injury or what have you. So I'd have to go back in my archives to look at what the track record is for them in terms of drafting first-round picks who came in for a visit. I do know that during COVID, they did use one of their allotted Zoom visit, since no one was doing anything in person, on Jordan Love, and that to me was a big tell that they were, and I remember talking about it at the time, you don't use one of those when they're virtual on a guy you have no interest in. And so that when they drafted him, or when they went on the clock after they traded up and Ayuk had gone the pick before, I just remember sitting, I guess I was at home of course, thinking, they're going to pick the quarterback. They really are. They're going to pick the quarterback. And lo and behold, they did.
Jason, just so you know, in the last 3 years, the highest picks they have used visits on, Devontae Wyatt, Christian Watson, Edgerrin Cooper, Tyron Hopper.
Yeah, there you go. So there are some, those are some big time visits, right? And you would think that those make sense. The Christian Watson one is interesting, though, because if you remember in that one, the Vikings held the 32nd pick and the 34th pick. And this becomes germane now with his injury, by the way, because I don't know what they would have done had they faced this decision. But they tried to trade with the Vikings to get number 32. And the Vikings said, no, we're not doing that. And had they gotten that deal done, they would have had three first-round picks in that draft, right? It would have been Quay Walker, mm-hmm, Devontae Wyatt, and Christian Watson. And now, with him coming up, going into the season with the ACL, they would have a fifth-year option decision to make on him right now, which would be really, really interesting. Now, it turned out, obviously, the Vikings had 34. That's the trade they made. That's where they got him. I'm always going to be curious to see how his career plays out, because if he turns out to be a Vikings killer, they'll have to face the reality that they helped the Packers get him. Just like Brian Branch, the Packers helped the Lions get with a trade in the second round. But I'll be I think that's really interesting that they brought him in for a visit. The Cooper one, you kind of knew that they loved him already, There were also some other question marks about him. There were some concerns about, so I'm sure they wanted to get him on the board to go through their defense to see how he reacted to it. So that those are pretty high picks. There's no doubt about it. But I would be curious to know how that compares to how many sixth and seventh rounders they took with those visits.
Jason, in regard to the fifth-year option, I think, Gabe, what did you say? There were two teams that only exercised that out of 32 this year?
Yeah, but they do still have over a month. They've got till May 1st to exercise
okay.
those.
So the number is low, Jason. Wasn't this designed to benefit the franchises and not the players? And did it blow up in their face? Because it doesn't really seem to be working.
Well, I'll tell you that the one situation that the Packers are facing is that for some reason, and Gabe, correct me if I'm wrong, the linebacker number includes edge rushers that play in 3-4 systems.
Yep, correct.
So that's a problem because that puts the Quay Walker number much higher than the Packers want it to be, right? Even though they're convinced that he's, you know, kind of turned the corner, there have been conversations about the idea of do we extend him multiple years so we don't have to be on the hook for that one big number for 2025 or 2026, I guess I should say. And I don't know what they're going to do there. But the way Goody talked about both those guys, it is clear that he wants both of them, and that would imply that they're going to give him the fifth-year option. But again, I would think that in Walker's case, they would want to try and spread that charge out because that's a lot of money to give to a guy who I thought he was playing his best football before he got hurt in Seattle, but I still wouldn't want to commit that number to him for 2026. And if you want him to be on your team for a long time, you might as well lock him up and reduce the year-over-year cost for him as opposed to that guaranteed fifth-year option number.
Jason, good stuff today. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon.
Enjoy the game, guys. Take care. Be good.
He's Jason Wilde, always on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every day here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Is Tausch on vacation still? Do you know who's hanging? Is it you?
It is not me. I know that's all I know. It is not me.
Sometimes you'll be like, well, I got to do Wilde and Tausch. I'll be like, what?
It's not me hey. Either.
Yeah. Yes. That's all I can tell.
That was a given. You're out at
how long would you laugh, Chew, if they asked you to do Wilde and Tausch?
Hey,
after
I did
show?
It one time.
Yeah, I know hours. You did, and I know you're never doing it again.
No, because I get sick of sports, and I just want to talk about world things. You know what I mean? And I guess the people don't really like that when they're on a sports show. So.
I get sick of sports.
He does. He really does.
All right, we'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Still a lot of stuff to get to. I want to get to these rule changes. We talked a little bit about it with Jason Wilde. The Lions submitted some. The Eagles submitted some. Obviously, everybody knows about the Packers. I got to tell you, I'm thrilled that all these other ones have come to light because I am so sick of talking about the tush push and whether or not the league should ban it. So we'll get into that right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Guys, I'm telling you, if you're making plans to propose to that special someone in your life, the Jewelry Center, it's the only place to go for that ring. They're the best place to shop for diamond engagement rings in Milwaukee for a reason. It's what I did. It's what you should do too. It's what everybody should do. Now, maybe you don't have an idea of what you want that ring to look like. You kind of do. Just go to our Pinterest page. See if there's anything there. And the helpful team at the Jewelry Center, to me, that's what really makes the Jewelry Center sing, is that helpful team that Dean, the Dancing Machine, has put together. They're always going to point you in the right direction, whether you're looking for a naturally mined diamond, lab-grown diamond, whatever you're in the market for. When it comes to that engagement ring, the Jewelry Center has it. Check out their inventory at any one of their three locations, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington. Shop online at shoptjc.com. And when you head to the Jewelry Center, make sure you tell them that Gabe and Chew sent you.
More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up on 94.5 ESPN.
I'm not saying it was your fault, although you could have done more. Oh, you're so naive, yes. Yeah, so
you guys know how we feel about PCI at our house. They have helped us through a ton of home problems. projects, like our basement, right? It was unfinished. We needed it to get finished, and they did an incredible job of taking care of everything we needed. They gave us an area to work out. The girls have their arts and crafts area, in addition to their gymnastics area with a beam and a mat and all of that. And, of course, the big television and the couch, and PCI took care of all of it for us. If you guys are looking for a remodeling project or a home addition, Professional Construction Inc. is who to call, because they do exceptional work on all of their projects. Tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you when you reach out to ProfessionalConstructionInc.com.
I may say it was your fault, cause I know you could have done more.
So yesterday it was revealed that the NFL teams have submitted their rule change proposals. This always happens in the offseason, and they sort of get leaked out. You'll remember a few weeks ago when we were talking about the tush push and how the Packers were the team that wanted the tush push to be eliminated. But there were other ones that came out yesterday, and we talked a little bit about them with Jason Wilde. The one I find most fascinating, honestly, is the reseeding. Is the no longer are the top four seeds, the top four teams in each of the respective divisions, in each of the respective conferences, but it would be based on record. And I gotta say, if the NFL wasn't so in love with their divisions and their rivalries and all of that history, this makes sense. To the point, Gabe, that the NBA has already done this. The NBA was like, these divisions aren't working. It doesn't make sense for a team with a lower record to be seated above a team with a higher record in the playoff field, and they did away with it.
But I guess in the NBA, and Jason, I thought, made a great point. It made me start thinking even more. In the NBA, you're playing everybody. Yeah, you're only playing the West Conference, the Western Conference teams twice each, and then you play teams in the East more than that. But you're playing everybody. So that makes sense to me in baseball, in basketball. But in the small sample size of 17 games, placing that emphasis on the division, I guess, can make sense. Because like Jason said, what if the one team or the one division you're playing, is a team from the AFC, the AFC division that stinks, like the AFC South did this year. They were a bad division, just like the NFC South was a bad division, and that was going to be a benefit for one of those AFC teams that was trying to chase down, versus, the Packers next year. They got to play the AFC North. That's going to be tougher. So I understand why people would want it that way, but after hearing Jason's explanation behind it, I doubt that the NFL looks at it, because they're going to go, yeah, it's an unfair schedule. This is the fairest way we can do it. Make sure we're placing an emphasis on those division games. Win your division. That's the easiest way to get a home game.
Yeah, but what was the gap between Minnesota and the Rams? Wasn't it like 5 games? I mean, Minnesota won.
Well, I know Minnesota won 14 games. Yep, yep.
And then the Rams went. I mean, that's ridiculous. You know what? The thing
the Rams
is,
were 10-7.
People don't care, Gabe, until it affects them. Then
right.
They care.
Correct.
That's the only reason. But I mean, I love how the NBA went to it. It works well. I just think it's unfair, especially when there's a gap. And I can't think back to when Seattle was.
But what if your schedule?
I knew they were playing the Saints, right? Weren't they playing the Saints?
Yes, 2011.
That was
that
was the Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, there was like basically an earthquake because the crowd was going so crazy
about that. Seattle Seahawks that year were 7-9. The New Orleans Saints were 11-5. Seahawks ended up hosting that game and winning that game 41-36.
Like the Rams benefited from being in a crappy division. Right? San Fran stunk. Arizona stunk.
Yeah, but
you
could say the same thing about the Packers. They benefited from getting to play a crappy division because they took on the AFC South.
Yeah, yeah.
So so again, that's how it kind of balances itself out, doesn't it? Like, winning your division is going to be key, whereas,
no one will complain if they went to the NBA model, where people are going to complain if they stay with the model that they currently have. No one will complain. No one will complain if it is the NBA model. Am I right or wrong?
I mean, look, people are going to complain no matter what, dude. Like, that's what people like to do. You of all people are the one who taught me this.
Hold on. Does anyone complain? I don't know anyone that complains in the NBA.
What
was the lowest seed that got into the postseason in recent years? Like what was their lowest record? Obviously, we keep pointing to the 2011 year when the Seahawks had 7 wins and then hosted a playoff game because they won their division, right?
Yeah. The Buccaneers, was it last year?
They had
very
10
good?
Wins. I think they had 10 wins last year.
9-8.
9-8.
So 9-8 got them a home game within their division.
Against Philly, right? They played Philly.
They did. They did play Philly at home. Jacksonville the year before was 9-8, won their division. Tampa Bay the year before that won 8-9, got a home game in their division by winning their division. So it has come up, especially with a lower record winning your division and hosting. It's come up a handful of times the last couple of years. But I guess I'm just leaning towards saying, okay, just win your division. It's the easiest way to me to do this because the schedules are going to be so unbalanced. Unless you're going to change the way you do your scheduling, which I can't imagine. They've got it down to a pretty good science at this point. I don't think the league's going to change it.
Do you guys?
I don't think the league's going to change it.
Do you guys want to see the Tush Push Band? Because I do.
I do. No, it doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother
you? It's not a fun play. And I like the way the Packers have, because the big question around it was, well, how do you differentiate between that and some of the other, the lineman trying to block down the field, he ends up pushing his guy, how do you differentiate? And they, got very specific with their wording in terms of the rule is preventing players from pushing a teammate that is, quote, lined up directly behind the snapper, receives the snap immediately at the snap. So they, boiled down the language very specifically of, hey, this is only this specific play that we are trying to get rid of. We're not trying to get rid of an offensive lineman pushing a running back that's 15 yards downfield. Because that's how this play eventually got through in the first place, was, well, the whole helping and aiding a runner, it's too tough to officiate, let's just get rid of it, and that created this loophole.
Before we move on, one of the other rules that the Lions submitted was this idea of getting rid of the penalty, the first down for the defensive penalties. And I have said for years, there is nothing worse than watching a game, a team facing 3rd and 17, throwing it down the field and just hoping for contact downfield, that they'll throw a flag and that they'll move to the spot of the foul. I think that is terrible football.
Sure, but if it is 3rd
right.
and 17 and they run a double move on the outside and you just grab, why wouldn't you just grab now? Because it's not going to be a first down. I got feet. I got beat. I'm just going to grab him. It's going to be 5 yards. Not a big deal.
So you're saying giving him the first down was supposed to be some sort of deterrent for the holding?
Correct. For the legal contact or defensive holding.
But Gabe, with that being said, they should adjust that in their call, and their thinking should be, look, they're just waiting for a prayer here. So if I'm going to throw the flag on 3rd and 17 for a holding call, it better be egregious.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you hook somebody, on that double move. Yeah.
Yeah.
And look, they got called for 11 defensive and holding penalties last year, which led the league.
Look, if a defender's grabbing on a double move on 3rd and 17, he should get flagged because he's a moron, right?
Well, yeah, but you also have taught me that there's a lot of morons in this league.
Yeah.
I just don't like that occasionally it looks like incidental contact, but the referee's like, oh, I got to call it like I see it. Yeah. And there was contact there, and therefore first down, and now the drive continues. That's what I get like, okay, come on. Like, of course there's going to be contact because it's a physical sport. And it's when you can't, differentiate between what you're saying, Chu, which is egregious, and just, in the course of trying to track a 50-50 ball.
Yeah, but I mean, that's more pass interference. This is just illegal contact defensive holding. So it's those 5-yard penalties that become the automatic first down and not the spot.
Is there a penalty for flopping?
I guess that would be technically unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah, but we've seen flop. It's not like the NBA, though, is it? That's not a flag, I believe.
I think they would just probably tell you that it falls under the umbrella of unsportsmanlike conduct. But if you want to get rid of flopping, I am all ears. I will listen to any and all ideas that get rid of flopping in every sport.
Let's put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. Do you think any of the rule change proposals, will get passed this year? So that, of course, includes the Packers proposal, the two Lions ones that we talked about. And what was the Eagles one that I can't even remember now off the top of my head?
Each team's guaranteed a possession in overtime in the regular season.
Do you think any of these rule change proposals will pass this offseason? season. We'll put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Still a lot of stuff to get to this morning. We've got Kevin Harlan coming up in the second hour of the show. He's going to talk about the teams that are playing at Fiserv Forum for March Madness, and we'll touch on Packers a little bit with him. And we are going to reveal our bracket, our Jen, Gabe, and Chewy bracket for you guys to vote on our social media channels. That's coming up on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Stick around.
Let me tell you about our friends at the Ewald Automotive Group. You can get more with the all-new Kia K4 at Ewald Kia of Oconomowoc. Just $188 per month for a standard Corolla. More leg room, more miles per gallon than the Sentra. The new 2025 Kia K4s with a whole lot more. $188 a month for buy. Get it with Ewald's exclusive 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty. That's right, 20 years, 200,000-mile warranty only with Ewald. Visit Ewald Kia of Oconomowoc. The deal does expire at the month's end. With Ewald, it's always easy. You just start at the website, ewaldauto.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Josh said it's garbage.
I'm so glad that Josh is getting a front row seat.
He said it's garbage. It doesn't work.
Chewy,
am I right or wrong?
We call that a setup in the biz.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I wasn't happy with the weather that I came back to from sunny Florida yesterday. Kind of a wintry mix, rain, not a lot of fun, which means golf course is not going to be open. But there is still time for you to make sure that your golf game is sharp by the time those golf courses do open. And, of course, I'm talking about my friends at X Golf in Brookfield, X Golf Mech 1, xgolfbrookfield.com, xgolfmech1.com, the websites you go to book your tee times today and use the X Golf state-of-the-art indoor simulators. Great to work on the short game. Get the full swings in. Play around to golf. But maybe you want lessons. Maybe you want clubs. Check out my guy, Mike Meisen, at Brookfield. He can get you set up with clubs. He can make sure that your swing is dialed in, ready to go when golf season starts. All starts at xgolfbrookfield.com and xgolfmech1.com.
It is not officially a Power Rankings Tuesday, but Chewy's got a list. Chewy has a top 10 sports days that he wants to share with us this morning. And Chew, I got to imagine today is high on this list. No?
It is. You guys want to guess the days? Rattle through this quickly?
I think
we just do it David Letterman style. You just unveil your top 10 list. We'll
All right, top 10. You ready for this?
Please start with 10.
Number 10, what did you just say, young feller?
He said, please start with 10. It's fine. You were going to do it. You guys were in lockstep.
You're a grind, Joshy. All right, number 10, Memorial Day weekend. I guess that's for the Indy 500.
Okay.
Baseball's
didn't think
cool
you would make
then.
It, but okay.
10, Gabe, this will disappoint you. Number 9, final round of the Masters. Thought it'd be higher.
Disappointing.
You think it'd be higher?
I think Masters, especially for Chewy, would be higher.
Number one on my list. I think it's the greatest day weekend in all of sports. Number 8, opening day, which is right around the corner. 7, Kentucky Derby. I love the Derby. You guys like the Derby? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
Derby's
a bucket
every
list.
Every year, just so you know, every year I tell myself, next year I'm going to go. Next year, I'm going to go to the Derby. And then all of a sudden it creeps up on me, and I'm like, whoop, missed the Derby.
Wait, the Derby was last weekend? I was supposed to go this year.
That is a bucket list for Angela. Number 6, Super Bowl Sunday.
What?
I agree.
That'd be higher.
Overrated.
Super Bowl Sunday doesn't even make the top 5 for the Super Bowl champion.
I think it's fair. I think it's right there. Little overrated.
I mean,
number
you also
five.
Did say once that Super Bowls and parties don't go together, so.
They don't. Number 5, New Year's Day. New Year's Day is awesome.
Is that the
Bowls?
College football playoff?
Or? Yeah, I guess it's the playoff now, yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm sorry, Gabe. I'm sorry. I'll take that over the Super Bowl.
Before the playoff expanded, and you still had, like, the semifinals coming after New Year's Day or before New Year's Day, would New Year's Day have been lower? Like, if they weren't playoff games this year.
When it was just a Rose Bowl, or it was just a, you know.
And you still had, like, a national champ, you know, where the second-place team in the Big Ten was playing the second-place team in the Pac-12 because those champions had gone to the 14 playoff.
I still like it. You're a little hung, You're a little hung. You get the shampoo effect going. You got some good games. It's still a solid day. Solid day. Number wait. Four.
Yeah. Wait, no, wait. What is a shampoo effect?
You know, when you get a little juicy one night, the next day it's a little little sudsy. A little easier to get the game going again. You've never heard of that? Jen, you got to get out
never.
More.
Shampoo
four.
Effect.
Four. Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
So the Lions.
I get you. Lions. Well, you get three games now, too. You always got that rotating game at night.
And the Pack is usually, Pack is on quite a bit, too.
Yeah. It's oh, yeah. They've been the last two Thanksgivings.
To celebrate the holiday. Number three, first Thursday of March Madness. I love
okay,
today.
So today's number three.
Yeah. Fair?
Yeah. I'm really curious as to what, I mean, we've already knocked off the Super Bowl. We've knocked out, you know, New Year's Day. We've knocked out some pretty heavy ones before we even get to the top two.
Now, this one I don't really get, but it's fine. It's fine. Thanksgiving weekend. I mean, is that rivalry weekend typically, right?
Yeah, you're going to get the Iron Bowl that week because that's typically the last week of the regular season of college football. So you
Ohio State, Michigan.
You get the game. Yeah. You get the Iron Bowl. You get stuff like that.
Ah, that's solid, solid. I don't know if I'd put it at two. And this is my number one. My number one, hands down.
Wait. Hold on. This wasn't your list?
No, I said Masters. This is my number two. No, it's not. This is Tampa Bay Times.
I thought you actually did work for once and had created your own list.
Well, here's the thing. Joshy doesn't tell me anything. I throw out a suggestion. He's like, oh, I'll tell him. And then all of a sudden, Jen springs it on me. I didn't have time. I had no time.
You said you had a list.
Yes, we were told. Yeah, okay. So this is Joshy's fault because Joshy told us to add a list.
It's not really Joshy's fault. It's Chewy using him as a scapegoat.
No, that's Joshy's fault.
Yeah, I expected you to put in a little effort. It's a Wednesday. This should be maximum effort day for you. Thursday, sorry.
Just for that?
Nobody knows
just
what
for
day
that.
It is.
Gabe, I hope you like your hat.
Yeah! I'll wear it every day, big guy.
Number one, the first full Saturday of college football. Yes,
first
I love
full
it.
Full Saturday?
Yep,
nope.
Love it.
Matches
love
stink.
It.
Yeah, like you'll get that first full weekend. Typically, you'll get a good game on like that Friday night, on Saturday night, Sunday. Like you'll have good games, but they're spread out over the course of 4 days. The rest of them are teams that are paying smaller universities to come in and get whooped up 56-2.
No, you're wrong. It's always, you know,
you're gonna
Georgia
lose your
Tech,
hat, Gabe. You're gonna lose your hat.
Jen, you got a new hat coming. Georgia Tech, Georgia Tech, Florida State. Jen, you were there in Ireland. That was awesome. It was great.
Awesome. That was great.
And now,
so you know, Silver Fox is weighing in on the YouTube stream. Remember, you can always stream the show on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. He says, Chewy, you're doing good. Only suckers actually do work.
And that's why I'll be watching a full day of the tournament.
Full second hour of the show. Kevin Harlan, our bracket reveal. We've got top 8 at 8. Don't go anywhere.